Let's go fast. Someone needs to step out, step out.
That's the sense I was looking for. I think we are at, take possible action to retain Andrews Kirk.
Oh, I'm back up, am I?
Yeah.
All right. In relation to the planned sale of the Willis office property, we need to engage a specialty real estate attorney. We, you know, we've been working with Invesco on this process. Invesco has recommended Andrews Kirk as the firm to engage with. Andrews Kirk handles about half of Invesco's overall U.S. transaction level. So that is their recommendation. We have the billing rates of the individuals proposed to be on this project here listed at the bottom of my memo. And we've asked for a not to exceed limit of $50,000. We intend to be meaningfully below that.
Do we typically hire law firms outside of California, recognizing that, you know, real estate law is, well, there are nuances in every state. I was just curious to find that we were hiring a Dallas law firm when we've got some pretty amazing real estate firms locally. So,
good point, which has been brought up to me by a large number of individuals.
So this isn't a new discussion.
No.
And their billing rates are just as bad as local firms.
In some cases, worse. Yeah. This is a type of engagement where Invesco is acting as our advisor here. So Invesco has the direct relationship with Andrews Kirk in order to keep the entire process moving along smoothly. Okay. They've got the working relationship with Invesco, who is really kind of a trusted advisor in this process. And they work with Andrews Kirk extensively, including on California transactions. So just to ballpark this, you know, we asked for kind of their experience with Andrews Kirk, and over the past, in 2013-14, a year to date, Andrews Kirk has handled 19 dispositions for Invesco in 2013, one of which was in California. 2014, it was 15 dispositions, five of which were in California. Year to date this year, 18 dispositions, six of which are in California. So there's
So they do have a familiarity. Yeah,
they do have a familiarity with the market. We have draft agreements of, you know, the terms that they're going to be seeking. We'll pass those through Reed Smith for a second set of eyes. But this is the we're trying to leverage the Invesco relationship as much as possible to keep the process moving smoothly.
Okay. And I like that their paralegal makes more than one of the attorneys.
Yeah, no, I wanted to find out if that was a typo or if there were openings in the firm.
I'm
going to make that
a weak salary.
That's higher than that's higher than the lawyer of listed above, which struck me as odd.
I interpreted that as a good paralegal who is worth their weight in gold. Maybe more than a new attorney.
And I'm assuming someone in this firm has a license to practice in California? Maybe.
Or do they even need to? Maybe
well, I don't know. I don't know the answer
counsel.
To that.
That was, and they could. They could have someone.
Well, I'm not second-guessing the choice of preferred counsel of our advisor. I was just curious. If the transaction isn't being conducted in a way that it requires a licensed person in California to do it.
The broker is licensed in California. They're handling the operational aspects. The law firm is drafting the access agreement and the purchase and sale agreement.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, Invesco is, you know, a very talented firm, quality individual, so I'm not second-guessing their judgment in any way. I do want to look into the opportunity, the employment opportunity to be paralegal in Dallas, however.
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
That looks pretty promising.
Relationship here would be between the firm and us as the client. Those are really important issues that you raised.
So I might have an inside track to the job, is what you're saying.
Just kidding.
So will they also be advising that, will this firm also be advising on the issue of if the deal we end up with is a deal that includes us staying here for, you know, some period of longer period of time, will they also be advising on those the lease transaction and that legal work?
That aspect would come through the broker and Invesco to figure out the business terms, and the law firm would be kind of, you know, ensuring that those business terms are ensconced in the contract. But in terms of that negotiation, that'll be at the broker and Invesco level.
You know, for me, I'm going back to the first statement that Candace made. I know there's a relationship with Invesco and this firm, can't we find somebody in California that does the same thing? And maybe a little less than what...
You're not
going to
find less.
No?
Local real estate firms probably charge at least as much. But
So the fee factor is not a factor then?
It's
even
really
if
not.
We found somebody local, the fee factor wouldn't...
Overall legal costs are going to be relatively modest compared to the brokerage fee and everything else.
Yeah. All right, I'll go with my board.
I'll move the
second.
Okay. I'll second.
Okay, moved and seconded that we...
Same thing you did.
We approve the retention of Andrew Kurth. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries.